We had a round of steady and locally heavy rain through last night into early this morning. That batch of rain has lifted off to the north, and conditions have settled down somewhat across the region, though we do have to monitor the potential for some additional showers as we work through the rest of the day into the night. We've seen some sunny breaks develop as well today. A cloud and sun mix across the region through this afternoon, and those dew point temperatures are way up again, running in the upper 60s and low 70s. So we have a lot of humidity in the air, and with those high dew point levels, we do have the potential for some additional downpours in the coming hours. Because we've already had a lot of rain in some areas, we have a flash flood watch posted for much of our region through 8 o'clock this evening. Any showers that flare up this afternoon or early this evening will have the potential to produce some locally heavy downpours that could lead to some flash flooding. As we work through the night, a cold front will come in from the west. That might trigger an additional shower or storm in some areas, though it looks like the rainfall shouldn't be completely widespread. And then as we work into the day tomorrow, there might still be a few showers tomorrow morning, especially in eastern areas, but the trend will be for drier air to come in from the west as high pressure builds into the Great Lakes region. And overall, tomorrow should shape up to be a pretty nice summer day, though it could be a bit cool for this time of year with highs that will be in the 70s to lower 80s. And the other big change tomorrow, of course, will be the humidity levels as dew points will fall right through the day. It looks like the quiet weather will continue into tomorrow night. It should be relatively cool as we go through Wednesday night. Temperatures are expected to fall back into the 40s and 50s, and Thursday looks to be another nice summer day with highs in the 70s and low 80s with low levels of humidity. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and less humid, high in the 70s, some 60s in the high terrain. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and less humid, high in the 70s, some 60s in the high terrain. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low 65 to 70, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and less humid, high in the 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low in the lower to mid 60s, and tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and less humid, high in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny, high in the 70s to lower 80s, and on Friday, mostly sunny and dry, with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.